What was huge for us recently was getting both Eric Sprott and Earth Labs to finance us, amongst some other investors in this $4.9 million financing. So very exciting times for us.
Jordan Black, what's going on?
Thanks for having me again, Andy. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Appreciate you coming up on board and agreeing to an interview. Ramp Metals has been going through all positive a lot last couple of months. We wanted to do when the news was breaking, but there was more news breaking. So we wanted to get all the news out there and then to chat all about it. So get us up to speed. You're gold focused now and all the money you've raised in Eric Sprott.
Yeah, look, it's been a fast 2 months. We made the discovery, I think it was on June 18th or around that time. Very, very high grade, 73.55 grams per ton over 7.5 meters with some silver in there. And then we also 3 kilometers away had some nice sniffs of gold of 1 gram per ton here and there in each of the holes. So that was really exciting. The property is showing great mineralization. We have 4 holes in our initial drill program, so we're really excited to get back out there. And what was huge for us recently was getting both Eric Sprott and Earth Labs to finance us, amongst some other investors in this $4.9 million financing. So very exciting times for us.
Yeah, and again, congratulations. And I just comment about what you can. How did you get Eric Sprott and some of these big names
on board? Yeah, so most of them reached out to us with the exception of Eric, though. I'm good friends with the Earth Labs guys. They were previously Goldspot, and now Earth Labs is their investment arm. So I helped them go public back in 2019, and I actually was on their team. So I built a good relationship with Denis, their CEO, and CJ there on their team. And Denis was the first one who called me after I got that discovery hole, and we started talking for a couple of weeks, and he made the introduction to Eric. So very thankful for that. And Eric really likes high grade gold. And I remember even back in the day, Eric would say he always looked for like 100 gram meters, right? And we had, I think it was about 550 gram meters on this hole. So very exciting to them and us at the same time.
Yeah, that's a great story, my friend. I remember the first time we talked, and this was a good 7 months ago, you were getting ready to go public. I believe you went public in December. So that was the first time we talked was in October. So that was about 10 months ago, I would say.
Yeah, we were raising for the RTO at that time for Nickel Play. We have this regional structure that looks like an eye, and we always compared it to the Nova Bollinger Eye out of Australia that our advisor, Mark Bennett, sold for like $1.8 billion. So we were all like curious, okay, are we going to get nickel copper similar to him? And also similar to the old Rottenstone Mine, which is a long trend as well, that put out some of the highest grade nickel in the country. But they were, they had some kickers of like 9 grams per ton of PGEs and gold as well. So we always thought, okay, maybe we might get a little bit of gold in there. And when we shot it with the XRF gun, it did come up with traces of gold, and we found some gold at the surface. So that was our first clue, actually. When we went out there in October, prior to going public, we cut our drill pads, because our thing was we always wanted to put money in the ground right away and get the drills turning basically on day one of trading. So we're out there in the fall cutting drill pads. And when we flew over to go to our main conductor in the middle, we saw on our east conductor, there was bedrock outcrop there. So after we cut our main drill pad, we went back there and took some chip samples. And we only took, I think, like 16 samples total, but 2 of them came back like 5 grams per ton and 1 gram per ton of gold. So we're like, we might as well put a wildcat hole here as well. So we're chasing nickel, and fast forward to the go public stage. We went public actually in March, and we didn't get our assays back until that Friday night in June. And pleasantly surprised with the gold. So it's been surreal.
It's been quite the whirlwind. So let me ask you this here, though. Really two things that are at the top of my mind. Now, you have the holes, you have the gold, you have the resources, and now you've raised a ton of money. What's next? What is that?
So we have big plans in the works here. So first step is going out and doing a really big surface mapping program. We want to map this potential fault, take more surface samples. Does it come out at surface anywhere else? What can we see? Any clue to help us line up the drill? And then in the fall/winter, call it October, November, we'll mobilize the drills and we'll probably aim at somewhere between 4,000 and 5,000 meters and really step out from that original hole. One thing the geos did that I was very impressed is they left the casing in each hole. So step one on the drill program will be drilling that 300 meter hole down to maybe 500 or 600 meters.
So just drilling further.
Yeah, because that was open at depth, so we don't know great. Where the gold really ends and what we'll get into.
that's music to my ears.
There's been some theories that maybe we're kind of on a foot wall of a bigger deposit, so hopefully we'd see more visualization as we get deeper. And then we'll step out from the discovery hole. And obviously, there's a couple other targets on our property that we'll probably hit at the end of the program just to cover all our bases there.
Okay. So as you know, stock moves and shareholders want the stock to move. And stock moves because of news coming out, good news coming out. So my question to you is obviously it can be specific, but just to stay tuned, you'll have a lot of good news, knocking on wood, coming out over the next few months, correct?
Correct. Yeah. We'll have, as I just mentioned, you have this, the boots on the ground program. Yep. You have the mobilizing the drill. Maybe we fit in a couple other things, a couple other surprises in there. But really, the proof is in the drill. So that's the main event. And we'll work our way towards that and hopefully do it as soon as possible. We have probably one of the biggest war chests around right now. So we really want to put that to use and put the majority of it into the ground.
Excellent. So the next question I have really is like you just mentioned, you have a significant war chest. How are you going to protect retail investors such as myself, if you would, with some regards to managing all of that, as well as dilution and that sort of thing moving forward?
Yeah. So a great thing, what we did is the charity flow through for one. Let's not mistake that with normal flow through. There's two types of flow through. You just have your straight flow through where investors can essentially just sell it after 4 months. But we did charity flow through, which we work with Pear Tree. Call it a wealthy individual will sell their shares at 78 cents to charity and then immediately sell it to someone like Eric at 55 cents. So we got a 1.43 spread on our money there. Non-dilutive. So it's essentially like an extra 800 that protects shareholders from dilution. So that's a great tax incentive that the government still has. So we're making use of that. And another protection around that is we have till December 2025 to spend that money into the ground. So it all has to go on site. And that's what really gives shareholders comfort.
Got it. That's music to my ears. And also I applaud you. It's very creative, if you would. And that's something that I've heard of, but wasn't very familiar with. So it's not something that's done a lot.
Yeah. Look, I learned a lot, really got educated over the last month, closing this financing. I always was negative towards flow through, cause I wasn't aware of the charity end of it. So, now that I really understand charity, I think every company should do it, and it's non-dilutive free money, essentially.
Yeah, yeah. Music to my ears.
Yeah.
Jordan, another thing that is really, this is a double-edged sword. When I met the team, you and your geologist and more of the team, when we first spoke, again, back in, is November or December?
Yep.
I really liked, and this is a double-edged sword, there's a yin and a yang to this. There's a positive and a negative. I like that the team is very young because when you're young, you have a lot of optimism, you have a lot of energy, and you want to do things right and perfect to appease, you're not jaded, if you would. And I didn't feel at the time, and then, well, I shouldn't say feel, I know that you guys are not a lifestyle company, if you would. But the downside is experience. So what have you done recently to add some experience? Because you're going to need mentors, that sort of thing, just navigating this whole, it's not an easy thing putting a gold mine or nickel mine into
production. Yeah, look, that's a really great question. I think you and I had the same thought. Even when I became the CEO of Ramp, I wanted, even though we're a younger team, I wanted to build strong mentorship and advisors. So the first person we brought on was Mark Bennett, and originally for a nickel expert because he sold his nickel company. But later I discovered he also, discovered 15 million ounces of gold in his career. So he's very experienced, and he's actually going to fly in to site in September, go over the core, previous core with the guys, and really help us plan this next drill program. So yeah, we have Mark, Richard Murky as well, who sold this company recently, and Scott McLean, another veteran in the field. So I feel we have a wealth of knowledge mentoring us. And when it comes to getting to the next step, my background in the past before I got into venture capital and exploration was actually building infrastructure for mines. So I did feasibility studies and actually built the roads to get to these sites. So I'm hoping as things progress, obviously we want to see the next set of results in the drill program, but that may lead to bringing on more experience of maybe someone that could actually build a mine to help, or had experience building a mine come on the team.
That was my, kind of goes into my next question. How far out are we from feasibility study?
Well, typically, if you look at Sirius Resources, which was Mark's company, and Great Bear Resources, it's about a 2.5 year to 4 year program to get to kind of that economic stage where majors actually are really interested in taking you out, or you decide to go feasibility and build it yourself, right? So I think if we were rock stars and everything went according to plan, my goal is to do it like Mark Bennett. He did it in 2 years from the discovery hole. It was 2 years, 6 months, and a day. So if we can get along that timeline, obviously that's a super rapid timeline, but that's the target. And then Great Bear, 4 years. So anywhere in the middle there, obviously shareholders would be happy.
Got it. Okay. Anything else that you'd like to say to the viewers and listeners before we wrap things up? And again, it's a very exciting time for you as the CEO as well as Ramp Metals. But yeah, share anything, parting thoughts there.
Yeah, I would say just stay tuned. Keep in touch with our newsletter. We're getting out as soon as possible to site to do a huge fault mapping program, bedrock mapping program. So that's really exciting for us. And then stay tuned for the drill program. Really, the proof is always in the drill. So we have 4 holes right now. Obviously, Lady Luck was on our side on the first 4. So hopefully that continues with the next 20.
Okay. And how do investors find you and where you trade it?
Yeah. So our symbol's RAMP, RAMP. So we always like to joke around that we're ramping up exploration. And our website is rampmetals.com. So you could fill out your contact info there and we'll send you updates as soon as we get them.
Excellent. Jordan Black, Ramp Metals, is great having you on. And I can't wait to see what else is in store for you in Ramp Metals. It seems like this is coming to be one of those stories. So I'm very pleased to see that.
Yeah. Thanks for having me on, Andy. Have a great day.
You too.